Hello and thank you for joining us for Buffering Podcast. Today is February 29th, 2012. It's Leap Day. My name is Dan Whalen. Joining me is...
I am Adam Erdman.
And we are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, which I just have kind of given up on checking in at because it's just Mayor on Foursquare. Already got the bottle of wine thing from Facebook. I don't really have anywhere else to go.
Right. Yes, and you do kind of live here.
But I don't check in here unless I'm doing show stuff.
Ah. Well, there you go.
But now that I have my crazy fiber internet, I don't have to take the episode to work to upload it. I can just do it here.
That's awesome.
Which makes me feel better about not wasting a lot of work time, or not so much work time, but just my lunch to put up episodes on Friday. So now it can be up, you know, here.
Excellent.
Which is nice. Yay, fiber internet.
It is nice. Yeah. What were you saying your connection speed is now?
50.
Megabits per second?
For $30.
Oh boy, that's awesome.
And it's month to month. I don't have to sign up for a period of time. And I get free Wi-Fi in downtown Minneapolis based on the fact that that internet's provided by this company, US Internet. So...
Very cool.
It's a reasonable package, and I'm very happy that the owner of this building opted for the fiber install. Good on him. But joining us today, we have two guests. We have one returning guest, one new guest. We have Eric the Red Fagerberg. Fagerberg, right?
Fagerberg.
I never know, you know, which nationality everybody is, so I don't know which way to pronounce vowels. So Fagerberg. And we also have returning with us, Jack Lobb.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, what did you think of the return to Nintendo 64? I know that you own one, but I mean, when was the last time that you played?
Last time that I played, I would probably have to be. I'm gonna say, probably September of last year. me and a roommate went through Ocarina of Time and just kind of plowed through it because we just for nostalgia's sake, and you know, what better thing to do on a weeknight than play a little Nintendo 64. So yeah, I suppose it's the last time, September of last year.
Was it just, you know, kind of a tag team thing back and forth?
Yeah,
when somebody got bored or tired?
She kind of wussed out whenever there was a boss. And so
okay.
She made me take on Dark Link and Bongo Bongo and Ganon as well, who I thought was surprisingly easy.
That one's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she always got scared and was like, did you beat him yet?
Man, fighting Shadow Link was awesome.
I know.
I love that one.
That was a good one. What a sub-boss. Anywho, yeah, good times.
What about you, Eric? When was the last time that you played Nintendo 64, you know, since, what, half an hour ago?
Probably would have been right before I sold mine in like 2003.
Jeez.
Wow.
I remember that vividly. We sold it for $75 with 23 games and like 3 controllers.
Oh.
Put everything in a grocery bag and gave it to some lady in a purple minivan.
eBay?
No, I don't. This was like before Craigslist, and well, probably not before Craigslist, but before I had any knowledge of Craigslist.
So right.
I think we put an ad in the newspaper.
Wow. Yes. Back in those
and
days.
She responded.
Old school. Awesome.
23. Wow. And at this point, I mean, they've made the resurgence to what I paid $20 for Mario Kart alone. I mean, you know, thinking about it, at the time, the games were like $40, whatever they are for current generation games. They were astronomical, especially when we were kids, because how could we afford something like that short of, you know, doing everybody else's chores and then some just to get that kind of scratch.
Too true, yeah.
Adam, what about you? Cool. When was the last time that you broke out the 64?
The last time I played on an actual Nintendo 64 was probably in college. But since then...
You just do the ROMs?
Emulator on my laptop. And I managed to find a... N64 to USB converter, so I was actually using my Nintendo 64 controller.
That's pretty nice.
On my laptop.
I'm glad somebody stuck around to wait for that transition.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. Unfortunately, it worked like a charm with Windows XP, but I can't get it to work with Windows 7.
Mm.
So it makes me very sad. But I'm sure there's got to be a workaround somehow. So
somehow,
I just have yet to figure it out because, yeah, that'd be amazing. And there are people who have released like high-res texture packs for Zelda Ocarina of Time and other games. So, I mean, it looks halfway decent. It's amazing what a good texture pack can do for a game.
Yeah.
So.
Very true.
Yeah.
Well,
what about you? I mean,
yeah. I mean, for my birthday, I went on my binge.
Your
and
binge. So
bought the knockoff brand new controllers, so that we don't have the wonky joysticks right off the bat, and then the controller extender cord, so that everyone can sit back as far as they want. And then I also got Ocarina of Time. I also got GoldenEye. I just picked up Beetle Adventure Racing, which is what we were playing before, and.
It was good.
Having the Beetle
Battle.
I won.
Groovy.
Yes.
Not bragging or anything.
Oh, Isaac Hayes.
Never played it before.
Isaac Hayes. And
I
won. Like,
I got all the Beetles before you.
Yeah.
I just couldn't figure out how to get back.
It's really hard to find that exit because it moves.
Not fair.
But it displays funky. It somewhere. It's I think on the map it was like the lone square that was left.
Oh, okay.
But, I figured it out.
Yeah, you won.
I'm not telling.
Touche.
But we have some plugs to do before we get into anything too crazy. First, you can find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. You can find us online at bufferingpodcast.com. You can find our feed there. You can find our episodes. You can find our bonus tracks, including what we'll be probably playing that game of the Beetle Battle. as well as when we play Super Smash Brothers thereafter.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to forget. You can also find us on iTunes. You can search for Buffering. You can search for my name. You can search for Adam's name. You can search for Jack's name. Now you can search for Eric's name. Everyone's searchable on iTunes, which is a nice bragging right. You can also find us on Facebook. More specifically, you can find the studio on Facebook if you go to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio, which we just transitioned over to the timeline design, which suits the original image. Profile image a little bit better. So that's nice. You can also find us on Stitcher, right, Adam?
Yes, indeed. Buffering is now on Stitcher. You can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
And what's really cool about Stitcher is they just released an update to their iPhone iPod app, where you can sign in through Facebook and it'll keep a post of you've listened to X amount of radio shows, which kind of is a bragging right. Kind of like what Spotify did, where it's, you know, this person's listening to this. This person's listening to this.
Cool.
But it's with that, it's this person just listened to this radio show. This person just listened to this episode of this radio show.
Very nice.
But people should check it out because we can really check out the awesome statistics from Stitcher, where we can actually find out how long essentially somebody listened to an episode on average and how many episodes have been downloaded, how many times that episode has been listened to, all this really cool logistical stuff that really plays up our egos, which is nice.
And helps us make better shows.
That too.
For the future.
So there are the plugs out of the way. Couple things that we missed with last week's traveling episode. Comcast, of all people, is starting their own internet media site.
Wow.
$5.99, I believe, is the price point to be competitive with Netflix and Hulu and everything out there. But they're selling it in tandem with their phone internet TV package. So it's kind of a limited thing, like what Blockbuster was for a period of time once Dish picked it up. It was cheaper by bundling that with your Dish.
Okay,
so it's a competitor, but a very niche crowd at this point, because who would get cable TV just to get access to a site like that? I mean, would you?
Can't say I would, to be completely honest.
I mean, do you have, what kind of TV do you have? Do you have TV at all? Or
I have no TV. I have Netflix now. I rebooted my Netflix account.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, buddy. That's about it, though.
So TV is essentially for video games at this point, and Do you put Netflix on your TV, or is it like a computer laptop?
I put Netflix on my TV, and basically I just took my Xbox up, and that's
okay.
Pretty much what I do. I just go with that.
How about you, Eric?
My hub.
Yeah.
I've got DirecTV at home, so it's pretty much pay per view. If you want to see a movie, it costs you $4. So.
But you get the relatively new titles.
Yes.
Like you. Do you know if you have to wait a certain period of time? Like, I know that essentially Redbox has to hold out on a couple movies from release date. Does DirecTV get it before Netflix, what have you? Do you know? Have you consciously noticed?
I have not consciously noticed that, but I'm fairly certain they do. Okay, get them pretty much in time with the DVD release.
Okay.
But I can't say I've ever... No, I have. I have watched one movie on pay-per-view from DirecTV. That was when I was very sick, and I did not want to leave. So I ordered a movie.
Nice.
Which movie was it?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I couldn't tell you.
Ugh.
Sorry.
He was sick. Something really embarrassing.
Yeah. He was sick. How's he supposed to remember what movie he watched?
Every time I was sick growing up, I get the Star Wars trilogy and Indiana Jones trilogy. I'm just saying. I remembered.
That's pretty solid. I remember one time when I was sick where it was just Star Fox 64 all day.
Do a barrel roll.
See, I was a traditionalist when I got sick. Price is right. Price is right.
There you go.
Price of right. Price is right. But Bob Barker so is still good then.
Also, actually getting to watch the beginning of Toonami.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
On Cartoon Toonami. Network.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
And then if you can make it, you could then transition to Adult Swim later on.
Mm-hmm.
Which
still conscious.
Reboot is available on Netflix, which I'm always happy about. Not all of it. They're missing, I think, the third season. But the first two are available.
So that was like the first CG...
Yeah, like the first CGI, like, regular...
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I think full CGI.
Weren't they, like, green or something?
A couple of people were green. They were all over the place. There were a couple blue.
Green, blue, purple.
There was a red chick, and she's evil.
Terrifying.
Yeah. There was, like, Megabyte was one of the villains.
Megabyte.
Oh, Megabyte.
He was the one who basically looked like he could turn into a werewolf or something. Oh,
and he had the super deep voice.
Yeah. Hexadecimal was the other one. Just got that one.
Oh, yeah.
Hexadecimal.
Awesome.
She was the one who had the masks.
Nice.
And, like, had the scary fang one. But that was, cool. Which, speaking of Netflix, Stars goes away when we finish taping this episode, essentially.
Holy crap.
Because they just did it through the 29th. They did all of February for the Stars contract. But as of the moment that you listen to this, if you listen to this when the episode is released, Stars is no longer available on Netflix.
Everybody panic.
Which doesn't include a lot of stuff, but there's a lot of new stuff like Tron Legacy and Tangled.
I didn't finish watching Tron Legacy.
Like I said, you can just borrow the Blu-ray. Both.
So I'm probably just going to buy the Blu-ray.
It's worth it.
See what you're doing to me, Netflix. I'm going to buy a Blu-ray DVD. Why? Still
keep it's worth it. It really is. For the it's the design of that movie. And I mean, I think I saw it. That's one of the first movies I've seen in theaters three times in a long time.
I would argue needing a big TV and a really good sound system to truly enjoy that movie. Because it's just, I could see that.
42-ish, I think.
For me, it was just like the visual spectacle, like going in there in the movie. And that was like one of the only IMAX, or not, excuse me, IMAX, but like 3D movies I saw. Simply because it was kind of, meant for that.
Right.
Just seeing it on the previous. Yeah. Exactly.
It wasn't all 3D, but the parts that were 3D
were pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty nice.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, all that's going away, which is unfortunate, but...
Also, Olivia Wilde.
Yes. Though with her weird slanty haircut always set me off until she returns to the human world. Then it looks good on her, but in the very, like, opposites of dark light, it just looks weird on her. Because she looks too pale. Once she has some color in her cheeks, it looks good.
Doesn't matter.
Eric, you're shaking your head.
She looks good all the time.
She does look good all the time.
No, I mean, just the haircut alone is the only thing.
Doesn't
Otherwise,
matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I totally agree.
Doesn't matter. I'm sorry, but...
It was distracting because it's a weird angle, and that's all I could notice.
Really? Because all I could notice were her, like, her
okay.
eyes and her...
That would be the first three times I saw it in theaters.
Okay.
Now it's just kind of a...
Seriously, those blue eyes are hypnotic.
Tron Legacy was my introduction to Olivia Wilde.
Mine
so...
too. Well, no, that's not true. I saw her on a couple episodes of House.
She was on a lot of episodes of House.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I only... By then, it turned kind of formulaic for me. It's like, somebody comes in with something that's this, but then they think it's this. But it's not actually that. But then it turns out it might be this. But then it turns out that the patient is actually lying about something, which leads them to believe that it's this.
And it's not lupus.
It's never lupus. Except for, like, once I think it was.
It is lupus.
And the house is an
Son
ass.
Son of a bitch.
We never think of lupus. It's always not lupus.
Yeah. But that happens to shows that go past 5 or 6 seasons on a gimmick. Like, Psych for me has fallen into that same realm of, you know, something quirky happens, but then turns out something else has happened in tandem with it, and then this happens, and then somebody's wrong about this, and then blah, blah, blah. It just goes over and over and over again. But what can you do? Except find new shows.
Yep, stop watching Psych.
That's basically it, which is what I did. But that's available on Netflix, too. Awesome. I think that was the news that we missed, but since then, Oscars, which the big news is, Hugo swept the visual awards, the artist swept the big awards, director, lead actor, best movie, costumes, and something, was it, no.
They get sound mixing, or was that... I don't remember specifically. Don't quote me.
Yeah, there was a fifth one. Whatever the fifth one was, I know it wasn't leading actress because that was not Glenn Close, but the other one. the one who always is nominated.
Meryl Streep.
Thank you. In The Iron Lady.
Yeah, which I haven't seen, but the little clip of her serving tea was awesome.
I just don't care about Margaret Thatcher, though. That's the problem. It's just like... I would see it because she got Best Actress.
But she's the Iron Lady.
Good God, man. Tea serving.
Yeah, but
she can serving fly.
Tea. Avengers is coming.
And she's got rocket boosters. And she can deflect bullets.
And she's British.
And shoot rockets from her wrist.
Can she really?
Iron Lady.
Oh, no, I got it.
No, no, no. I have something to tell you. I'm going to see if I can do this simultaneously. Well, I talk about this, but Adam, did you watch the Oscars?
I watched most of them. I think I tuned in right around the Cirque du Soleil performance.
Okay.
Which was super cool. Do you happen to know... I knew that Sacha Baron Cohen was making an appearance.
The Dictator.
As the Dictator. What did he do?
What a douche.
He had an urn... That was labeled as it was Kim Jong Il's. Well, so it had a picture of Kim Jong Il, and then it had his name in Korean.
What an ass!
So,
oh boy.
Well, he's promoting his movie, so that's what he would do.
Yeah.
And he also had two female guards with him, and he accidentally, finger quotes emphasis, accidentally spilled a little bit on Ryan Seacrest and some on the red carpet itself. So that he could in turn say to Ryan Seacrest, "What are you wearing, Kim Jong Il?" So there was that, but I don't know. I feel like
just
it seemed like it wasn't the best Oscars that has been in a while. I'd say better than last year, better than Anne Hathaway and James Franco. Because they were just, you know, two starlets that did not play very well together.
Yeah, Billy Crystal, I thought, he did great. I mean, he was Billy Crystal, and he was fun.
Look at what, just to change topics for a quick second, found this album today.
Yes.
William Shatner performing Iron Man, among other tunes.
I remember seeing this on YouTube at first. hit.
Other than that, it also Bohemian Rhapsody,
which Spirit is in the Sky.
Spirit in the Sky. She Blinded Me with Science. Rocket Man, of course. In a Little While by U2, which I thought was kind of the weird curveball. Wow. And Space Odyssey.
Can we listen to him do Bohemian Rhapsody?
I was thinking we'll listen to a couple seconds of it just to break up the Oscars talks, because you know everyone's gonna be talking about the Oscars.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you move the giant pillow for a moment, because we get to go like that.
Yep. Is there sound?
Is this just fantasy? In a landslide. No escape from reality.
Maybe you can put your mic angled more towards it or something.
To the skies and see.
That helps a bit.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Doesn't really matter to me. To me. To me.
A little bit of singing.
Okay. All right.
We'll just skip for a second.
Mama. Yeah.
Mama.
Oh my gosh.
I'll have to do this.
Yum da dum da dum. Dum da dum.
Because the
real life.
The chorus, or I guess one of the bridges, I don't know what you even want to call it.
Oh, you're still going to play some more. It's not picking up very well, so I don't know if we want to.
Silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo. I'm just a poor boy, nobody.
It's so bad.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go? Miss Mama.
Okay. Let's get back on task here.
Yeah, sorry. It's just.
It's too funny.
I gotta say, though, the highlight of the Oscars for me, and Katie, I believe, would agree with me, was when Emma Stone was up on stage. She was so funny.
Emma.
She was hilarious. Like her just excitement to be up on stage. I mean, it was totally scripted, but she played it so well. She's like, I'm so excited to be presenting an award. And she was like, don't you feel like dancing? And she's up there with Ben Stiller, who's done ridiculous things in the past. But this time he was playing it totally straight.
Huh.
So it was a nice contrast there, and she was trying to get what's his face to come up from the audience and dance with her.
what's his face? Can you give a career spiel?
He was in Superbad. His name starts with a J. Jonah Hill. That's the one.
I figure he'd be young enough and close enough to the front to be pick honorable.
Yeah,
because from now on it's. Academy Award nominee Jonah Hill.
Yeah, yep.
Which so she, will be hard to get used to.
And she, they just showed a shot of Jonah Hill, and he just was mouthing no and shaking his head. Just, no.
No. Denied.
Oh, it was great. Emma Stone. She's one of my faves, I think. Yeah.
Yay, the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
New Spider-Man movie. I think I don't like the new suit as well as the old suit, or the previous franchise's suit.
It's neat.
I guess. It just looks a little bit too wet.
It's their equivalent for a lens flare, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
just
know.
In the suit.
I don't know. I liked it better when it was kind of the
it was that matte
mesh
look to it.
Rubber. Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of just looks like it's painted on more than it's actually.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Ugh, it does look
sheen.
Like body paint of some kind. That's gross.
Yeah, but
now
Andrew
that I
Garfield,
think about it that way.
Your superhero doppelganger, or I should say actor doppelganger.
Well, Andrew Garfield. That'd be cool. I mean, I can sort of see it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, when you pulled that picture up, but
yes, you can.
Anyway,
so did either of you think that there was like a movie that you had seen in the past year that was shafted from the list in any way that should have been nominated for this but wasn't, or should have won for this but it didn't? Eric, do you anything?
I did just see Moneyball, and I thought that was pretty good.
It is. It's a very good movie.
I don't know if it's best picture, but...
No, but it's worth the watch and understandable, where I would have given Jonah Hill the nomination based on that performance. Like, it's not Get Him to the Greek. It's not Accepted. It's not that Jonah Hill. It's good Jonah Hill. My wiener.
Like, serious actor Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
Cool.
And he does it well. He plays that role well. And then now he's back with 21 Jump Street. So he's all over the place.
Yeah. Well,
what can you do?
Yep. That's the way it goes, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I mean, I'm glad to see flexibility like that in an actor.
Yeah. Where he's not essentially... This is a slam and it's not supposed to be, but he's not pulling a Michael Cera where he just turns into this typecast.
Yeah.
Where it's he's always the misunderstood kind of...
Awkward kid.
Yeah, always.
Always plays a victim.
High schooler who has a crush on this chick but doesn't know how to express his feelings and ends up with the girl in the end.
Music.
Yes.
So then, well, is he pulling in Nicolas Cage?
No, but they rebooted Arrested Development, and they're going to do a season on Netflix and a movie. So at least he's, you know, he didn't turn that down for more.
But he was going
typecasted.
To.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, that bastard.
Yeah, he was.
He was very hard to get on board.
Yeah.
For that project, yeah. So.
He was holding it up for a while, as I understand it.
Well, I guess at this point, he could kind of negotiate a little bit more. He had more star power than before. But if he did it in a douchey way, then he's still the douche that I think he is.
Mm-hmm. I liked him in Scott Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
Give him that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the character of Scott Pilgrim, so in turn I hated him.
Right.
So it just, by proxy, it just turned into, again, really Michael Cera.
But the bass battle was so awesome.
That was, yeah, the music and the battles, great. Everything in between, fast forwardable, in my mind.
Agreed.
I feel like there should be a special feature in that movie. I'd buy it for this reason, is you can just do music scenes. 1, 2, 3, you know, just... Fly along in those.
The Sex Bombs.
The video game cut where it's like
all the action
battle sequence, and then like 8-bit versions of the characters exchanging like two lines. Next battle sequence, 8-bit versions of the characters exchanging lines.
The movie wasn't 80 enough for you.
Music sequence. Yes.
Yeah. There's the occasional cut scene. Yeah. So you see a little bit, but realistically, just the battles. Then I buy it.
Yep.
Okay.
I hear that, yo.
Nice. Or you can just play the 8-bit Scott Pilgrim video game, which is pretty excellent.
Truth.
Oh, and I'm going to bitch about this again because I'm still angry. They created a Homestar Runner game for PC and Wii in 08-09, and I didn't know about it until like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And it is awesome.
Really?
It's 3D rendering. It's basically... because I'm trying to think of what you'd categorize it as. It's almost RPG-ish, where it's just you walk around and you rub one thing against another thing and hope it works. Like, you hope you give the right item to another person in the right way. So it's just a lot. Yes, I know. Too slow on the draw, Jackalob. Where was the finger?
Sorry, I was busy going dum 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 dum.
They do have the club area as one of the places that you can travel to. Pom Pom's Club.
Okay.
Ah.
Very cool.
So they do have the cheat you know, mixing
it
up.
Oh, cheat.
can you turn into the anime character versions of them?
I haven't run into that one yet. Okay. It's
Are you asking they're for a challenge?
There are 5 games that they released.
Okay.
And I'm through number 2 out of the 5.
Nice.
But it's Dangerous 3, something about 8-bit, and there's a 5th one that I can't think of what it is. But the other two are really fun, and somebody actually recorded all of the gameplay into YouTube episodes, so you can essentially watch it as new Homestar Runner media, since the site's been essentially updated since 2010.
Yeah, it's also tiny in your browser because they haven't updated it.
That too, yeah. It is
just this small little bitty box that's like 640 by 480 at its largest size.
Sorry.
Oh, come
that
on.
Was a stretch.
Yeah. I know, but you know,
don't worry. I'll set you up again.
Okay.
get a few more innuendos in this episode, but we did, you know, hit the 30-minute mark, so it's about time we play Movie Bluff.
Yes, indeed. And we gave a little brief synopsis on how to play during the beginning of the before we started recording. Essentially.
Yes. And I think that this synopsis was better than the other one. I was going to cut up the other one and have like a clip that you could find on our website, bufferingpodcast.com.
Yes.
But it just got kind of long, so I think that this one is more succinct.
Sorry. I was distracted by a sonic screwdriver.
It's true.
You don't have to watch me.
What's the purpose of that?
My own thing. Yeah. Oh.
I did buy a Matt Smith tie just because it looks good.
Nice. Yeah, I've been thinking about updating my wardrobe with a little bit more tweed.
Yeah, it's weird to realize that just by throwing on a tweed coat, I have the costume down already.
Yeah.
Which is the tweed coat that I already have in my closet. So
good show. I was still in my work stuff, and I had, when I went bowling on Monday night, and so I had the bowling shoes on, and gray pinstripe pants and my shirt and tie from work. Felt so much like the doctor. It was it was great.
See, I always do the hoodie over the Oxford shirt. So mm-hmm. I feel like I'm pulling off the hipster doctor.
Hipster doctor?
Hipster doctor.
Just do the mustache and don't be set.
The too cool to be numbered as you're like the hipster doctor.
No, like the American Apparel almost.
Ah, I see.
Like not the 80s and not the douchebaggy, but just the fashion wise.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, Movie Bluff. We're going somewhere with that.
Cool, let's do it.
So do you want to start? Do you have one or do you want me to?
Because
I mean, I could do a couple that are related to the Oscars to be a jumping off point.
Yeah, let's go for it. Oscars. Jump on it.
Oh, no. I will go with...
Just fixing my microphone.
Yeah. I'm just watching it pick up on there. Eric, there since you said that you saw Moneyball, I will start out with Moneyball. Cast. So you name somebody from the cast of Moneyball.
Jonah Hill.
And then you say cast or movie. So does Jack have to name a Jonah Hill movie or name somebody else from the cast?
Jack, you have to name someone else from the cast.
There is the lead character still available.
It was a white dude.
Narrows it down.
God, was it? Was it? I don't think it was. Was it Brad Pitt? Was it Brad Pitt?
Well, it's your answer to provide where...
I don't know.
If you pick Brad Pitt, then you say, sorry, Brad Pitt movie or Brad Pitt cast and have...
And then someone will say, that's wrong? Or do when does...
Well, you can...
Because I don't know if that's correct.
You can say it, and then saying cast or movie locks it in. if we think you're bluffing, then we can call you on it.
Yeah, because at this point, it's just kind of talking it out. Okay. The answer that we take is the one where you tag on movie cast.
Brad Pitt movie.
And that is correct.
It is.
We just wanted to
explain that part of the game, too, where you lock in your answer.
All right. I locked it in.
I'm going to go with Fight Club.
Good, because that's where I wanted to go.
Cast.
Thank you. Oh shit, I just forgot her name, but I won't do her anyway. No. I'll do Ed Norton.
And I was gonna say, do movie. Someone that's a food.
Meatloaf.
I was trying to think of the chick that's married to Tim Burton, but we'll get to her.
Yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter?
That's
the other thing enough.
I'm stretching for one. Memento? Is that Edward Norton?
It's one of those things where you lock in your answer one way or the other.
Memento, then.
Move your cast.
Do I challenge?
No, he has to. He has to say. Do you say
Memento? Movie.
So you name another Ed Norton movie.
Oh.
Or.
Oh. Okay. Was it The Incredible or was it just? I think it was just. Frick.
If it's the versus, not having the, we're not that.
It's not the Hulk, the newest Hulk movie.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with, The Incredible Hulk. I don't remember. I'm just going to go with, I know it was something. I'm just going to go with The Incredible Hulk, the newest one.
Ed Cast Norton.
Ed Norton. Let's go with movies. I don't know if you
can do that. Okay. Yep.
So another Ed Norton movie.
The Incredible Hulk is right. Okay. That is the version he's in.
Memento is now.
Yeah, so.
Who is in Memento then?
The lead for Memento, what's his name?
Blonde.
He was also.
Was that Guy Pearce?
Yeah, that is Guy Pearce.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm naming another Ed Norton movie.
You are.
And I'm going to say. I wonder which one you're rooting for. American History X.
Yes!
Ah, bugger. Okay. In that case, I'm going to say movie.
I'll take that too. The Prestige.
Ooh.
Damn. Which way do I want to go with this? Well, it's I can think of what's his name. No, I will go with another Ed Norton movie.
I'm sure there are several, but I can't name any off the top of my head.
I mean, you have like 25 seconds if you want to.
If I can think about it for a little bit?
Yeah, you have time.
I can.
Talk it out kind of thing is always.
More beneficial, yes.
Yes. If it helps you think, of course. With your brain.
And your mind.
Use your head.
Movies that I've seen.
Just giving you a clue. Just fixed me, my God.
Son of a bitch.
I'm helping you think with the sonic screwdriver.
Not helping.
Not really.
How about now?
Feel threatened.
Terrifying.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Well, I got that point then.
Yep.
Luckily, that's because I just blanked on the name of the movie that I was trying to think of.
Wow, that was a good round.
We got a good distance out of that one.
We did.
I have a point, and we get to keep going. So, Jack, you get to start, and this time it goes to Eric. So we're going counterclockwise this time.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'm going to go with one of my personal favorite actors. His name is Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
And then you have to do movies.
I'm going
to
go, be a movie. So.
Daniel Day-Lewis movie.
There Will Be Blood.
Nice.
Cast.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, God, what's his name? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, and there's the other one, too.
Oh. That was a delightful noise.
I can see their faces.
Finger in the giggle.
Kids at home, in case you misunderstand what's going on here.
Every time there's an innuendo that usually is uttered by me, Jack Lobb giggles and raises a finger.
There you go. So
just like that.
Yep. There you go.
God. And all I can think of is Sam Rockwell, but I know he's not in that one. It's the guy who is in... you know what? I'm going to call your bluff. Who else was in that movie?
Reggie?
Oh, God. I couldn't think of the guy's name, so I'm going to put it
Should
on you.
Gone with Gangs New York, bitch.
Damn. Son.
I've never felt so white.
Word.
Boy. If I would have known that there would be repercussions to the movie I chose, I wouldn't have chosen it.
Same thing happened to me last time. No worries, bro.
That's true. Any idea?
Nope.
Because you can picture the two people that I'm probably thinking of, too.
What's his name?
Eli and...
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam got
and
real
his
excited.
His friend who was also in Rome, who was Caesar, whose name I can't remember.
Caesar Milan?
No dogs.
Okay. Well, I gotta know.
Are you gonna call time on that one as well?
I'm gonna say time is up.
Two points! I'm sweeping this game.
Dan is still sweeping this game.
His name is Eli. That's all I can think of. And he was also in Little Miss Sunshine. He was a silent kid.
Yes, he was.
And I can't think of what his name is.
Man. Next time Zach is in town, my brother-in-law, he is going to destroy all of us at this game.
Well, we usually kind of softball it a bit. What's his name?
Paul Dano. That's him.
What's the name of... God, the guy looks like he's Caesar, essentially. If you can scroll down a bit, he's...
Yeah.
Probably top 10-ish.
Paul Dano. Stop jumping back to the top. I am so looking forward to a new phone. Oh, in Rome, he was Caesar?
Yes.
Ciaran Hinds?
That's the one.
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck.
He's pretty awesome. Most definitely.
Yes. So I have 2 points. Adam, you get to start this round, and it comes to me.
Okay. So, for this one, continuing our Oscar theme...
Yes.
I am going to say... The Help. Cast.
Okay, so you want me to say Emma Stone.
Yep, yes. I do.
And I'll say movie. So name an Emma Stone movie. Eric.
I did see Easy A. And I'm going to go with movie.
So name another Emma Stone movie.
Could you state an Emma Stone movie where it has not been released yet? Or want, does that count or no? That is in the works and will be released fairly soon.
I would say it has to be released.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
To put timing.
We haven't approached that subject
because that way it's common knowledge enough that somebody may have seen it, an advertisement or something.
Okay.
For its release.
Then I believe she was in Superbad as Jonah Hill's crush. I believe.
Okay, yeah.
So then, do you want to go with another Emma Stone movie, or do you want him to go with Superbad cast?
Well, I'm going to go with Superbad cast.
Okay. You just handed me Jonah Hill on a silver platter.
I did.
That's true.
However...
I know you know more.
I'm going to say Michael Cera instead.
Ah, that bastard.
And
I know anymore. I must
I'll
have movies,
say
so.
Movie.
Michael Cera movie.
Softballing it.
Or TV show, as I'll remind our players. We can do Arrested Development cast.
I think you just screwed
Jason over. Bateman.
And then movie
and
cast.
And a movie.
So, Jason Bateman movie. Mm. Got a good one for that.
Bateman Begins.
Oh, well played.
If he was in it.
God damn it. Jason Bateman.
The Pleasant Everyman.
Wait, okay, hold on. Oh, I'm going to challenge you on that one.
What else is...
You don't know any other Jason Bateman movies.
What else has Jason Bateman been in?
He has been in...
Oh, shit.
He was in Horrible Bosses.
Yes.
Oh, he was in Horrible Bosses. Okay, cool.
He was also in Paul.
Was he really?
Yes.
I never saw that one.
It's good. It's worth a watch.
Okay. You win.
Yep, so Eric has a point. I have 2 points. Adam and Jack get to score. Adam, you get to start.
I wish.
There goes Jack.
Okay, so... For this starter...
Can you do another Oscar one just to keep riding that?
I could, but... Jack raises his finger. Let's see. Well, I want to say Doctor Who, the new series...
Not really softballing it.
Okay, fine. Fine.
It's still niche enough that it's, you know, I mean, he's admitted that he doesn't have TV.
All right, I'll put the sonic screwdriver down.
Thank you.
Let's see. What should I choose?
Today, Junior.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to say, okay. I'm going to say The Hunt for Red October cast.
Sean Connery. movie.
Sean Connery movie.
Yes.
Yes. Unfortunately, Saturday Night Live... Celebrity Jeopardy does not count.
delightful. That wasn't actually Sean Connery.
No, I know, but I was going to do this great jump off to if he gave me a really great opportunity, I was going to go, the day is mine! But, and you squashed it.
Can we go The Rock?
Yes.
And
yes.
Another yeah. movie?
Yes.
We can do that too.
You can. You can do The Rock. Out of all the movies, The Rock is awesome.
I was hoping he was going to say cast for that one. That would have gotten us into crazy territory. That would have been fun.
True.
But, enemy territory.
For but fun, I am going to say Goldfinger.
What? Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that was him.
Sure.
Yeah, that was him. And I will also say movie. Keep it going.
Oh, thank God. Okay, well.
Yeah, because, well, there
we
would have been one.
Dr. No, movie.
Uh-oh.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Movie.
How about Entrapment?
Ooh.
Cast or movie? Cast. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, buddy.
And I will say movie.
Chicago.
Oh, there we go somewhere else with that.
Delightful.
And I'm going to say... Let's see. We're still... Okay, we're on...
Catherine
Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, cast.
For which Chicago. Movie did you say?
Chicago? For Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, this is just a gold mine of cast members.
There, yeah, there's a lot that you can work with here.
I don't even remember if it was Queen Latifah. What did you just do? What did you just do?
Boy, you don't go where I think you're gonna go with that.
It was Queen Latifah.
I'm gonna pull a finger on that one. That was a stretch too, but still.
All right, Queen Latifah cast.
Who else is in Chicago?
Chicago.
The Bears.
I think that makes about a baker's dozen there, Bab.
I didn't see Chicago.
Ooh.
Oh.
So.
Is that a challenge?
Not yet. Give me like 10 seconds.
I was going to give you about 15.
Yes. Giving you 5 extra seconds.
That we're wasting.
See, the problem is I keep thinking about Moulin Rouge, the music video.
Oh, time's up, bitch. What okay. you got? What so, you got?
That doesn't matter.
You going to challenge me?
I do.
All right. We going to go with John C. Reilly.
It's Mr. true.
Cellophane. Please, yeah, he's badass.
All oh, right. my gosh. That was John C. Reilly.
It was, because he can sing. He can. Like nobody's business. Yes.
Wow.
So Jack got a point. Eric has a point. I have 2 points. Adam, you're yet to score.
Womp, womp.
This is unusual.
It starts with me, and it goes to Eric, and I am going to... I want to do something Oscar related. So I mean, Jean Desjardins just kind of has one.
Sesame Street.
Did you see the Funny or Die that he did?
The what?
Funny or Die clip that Jean Desjardins or whatever his name is.
No.
Go on Funny or Die and look up Jean villain, because okay. they do the stereotype of every time a foreign actor becomes very famous, they do a lot of villain characters for a while to grow interest in the U.S. And so he just does all these auditions awesome. For sequels where he'd play the foreign villain.
Perfect.
It was pretty funny. I will just go with Tom Hanks movie. Softball it.
Okay. Just start with Forrest Gump and keep going with movies.
Big. Movie.
Yeah, that one. Okay. It's really hard to think of their names.
Yeah.
The Da Vinci Code cast.
Never actually saw it, but I know that... Oh, fuck, what's her name? It's not Colliard. It's Amelie. It's,
Oh, I love that movie.
And then there was the other guy. Oh, God. And it wasn't Christopher Plummer. Who was it? Oh, man. I can see her. Audrey Tautou. Movie.
Damn.
Got it.
I think you're boned.
I think so too.
How many points do you have to get?
Damn. I'm yeah.
Not if you were paying attention.
You literally just said can I use that?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, you can.
We'll go with Amelie then.
And then move your cat.
And then cat?
I'm boned.
The finger rises.
The finger and the giggle. Yeah. I challenge you.
Knew I shouldn't have done that. Because I haven't seen that movie either.
Yeah, it realistically, it's, do you want him to get the point or do you want me to get the point?
I'd rather have him get the point.
Yeah, so now Jack has 2 points. Eric, you still have 1 point. I have 2 points. Adam, yet to score. Adam, you get to start this one, and it goes to Jack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this time around, let's go with...
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, well, I just did that.
Because I haven't quite been satisfied where this has gone yet, I'm going...
The episode of innuendos.
I'm going to start with Star Wars Episode 4 cast.
Okay.
How many times can we bring this up?
Yeah. As
not enough times.
Not enough times.
Not until we get where I want to go. Damn it.
Mark Hamill. Movie.
Of course not. See? That's what happens. That's what happens when you do that.
Come on!
Mark Hamill movie.
I'm just gonna say Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And cast.
I will say Carrie Fisher movie.
Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi cast.
You could have totally taken that in a separate direction.
I could have.
Awesome. Harrison Ford. Cast. Oh.
Who else is in?
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
It's right there.
No way.
It's...
Yes!
Think harder.
I have confidence.
I'm going
Those
for
are not the
obscure.
Names you're looking for.
I'm trying to go with the actor that played Lando Calrissian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here for Colt 45.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking of him. Just see him.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a tricky one.
It is. But
since you can't come up with that one, fall back to
I'm trying to think where are we at here. All right.
He was concentrating too hard on Lando.
Yeah.
Think of other characters.
That's what I'm attempting to do.
Or
who
actors
were in Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
That's the idea.
Or who's...
No more hints. No more friggin' hints. You stop it.
Well, I know where it's going anyway.
Yeah.
I can't. I gotta challenge you, Jack.
Yeah. Okay, does Frank Oz count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Frank Oz. It's been staring at you right in the fucking face the whole time. Yeah!
You were thinking of Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams. Fucking 45.
Billy
or James
D.
Earl Jones.
Williams.
James Earl Jones was the one that I was hoping for so that I could go with Sandlot.
Yep, I know.
Oh.
That's where I was going to go.
That's where
that's
I would have gone to.
Killer. Man. So it's James Earl Jones and a bunch of child actors in that one, basically.
Yeah, and the dad is... Oh, fuck. What's the dad's name? He's famous.
Alec Baldwin.
Not that famous. But you have my phone, so you're going to have to be the one who looks up. Because Jack just won our game.
Way to go, Jack.
With Frank Oz in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio. So it worked out very well.
It's pretty fitting.
Yes.
Yeah, it worked
I
out.
I do say so myself.
Reasonable way to end that one.
Planned it.
So at this point, we'll wrap up the episode. So Jack, do you have anything coming up that you want to plug? Something that'll happen after the second when this episode drops?
Not that I can think of. But if I show up sometime in the near future, Probably will have a new band going. We don't have a name yet, so yeah, but if I'm on sometime in the near future, we'll hopefully have all that stuff ironed out. I'm pretty excited. We're going to kind of revamp a few things I'd been doing in the band that I used to be with. And
was that the Santorini
gig? Yeah, the Nonsense Doctors. That one is kind of going the way of the dinosaur, but we've got this new band in the works, so if I come back here, I'll be sure to give you guys all the details.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then any social media of your own? Twitter?
Don't have Twitter. I don't know. I got Facebook.
Wow. You don't need people. Yeah. to stock you on there.
Yep, I got nothing.
But to throw some answers out, Dennis Leary was in The Sandlot as the dad.
Oh, no way.
Actually, the stepdad, technically.
Yeah.
And then Karen Allen was the mom.
Right, Karen Allen. What else
was she in? Yeah. Wasn't she in Superman?
No, she was in Indiana Jones.
That's what it was. There it is. Thank you.
Oh.
At Animal House. And
was it Temple of Doom? No.
Lost Ark. Skull.
She's yeah, that's right. She's in the Crystal Skull back. Too. Yeah.
And she was the good looking one too.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it's good to have her back.
Indeed.
But Eric, what about you? Are you doing anything or participating in anything that's happening Friday or after Friday that you want to advertise in any way, shape, or form? Something you want other people to do that you might do or have done? In any, yes, there, that one again. I feel like I come up with so many better ones, and it's just getting the giggles on the stretch. There you go. I'll take that one. That one's better.
Well, to answer your question, no.
No. So, and then, are you on Twitter or anything like that?
I am. I don't tweet. I just follow.
Anything that you want to recommend in terms of things to follow?
I enjoy cracked articles a lot, so
that's, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, those can be very funny.
They're good. I have an iPhone app that's called Flipboard that if you sign up for their general entertainment information, so it's basically just pulls primary articles. Cracked is mixed in there, so it's nice to catch that from time to time. As Adam looks for
your phone,
well, I have to. I'll pull that back up for you.
Yeah, I can get it.
Yes. Sorry, just
a couple okay. Things. Cool. So anyway, wrapping up the episode. I'm also on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And you can find us, of course, online at bufferingpodcast.com and on iTunes. Just search for Buffering. And we've got, you can find us on Facebook at the Frank Oz Memorial Studio. And we're also on Stitcher now. And that's pretty wicked awesome. Buffering right there on Stitcher. You can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. So, there you go.
And something else to plug about Stitcher is if you start listening to an episode and then go away and then come back, it will jump back to where you had been listening. So
it saves your spot.
It's definitely worth it. And since you have okay, I'll but that's really nice, and I highly endorse it. There's a lot of great content on there other than us, other things for you to listen to. But make sure to listen to us. You can find me on Twitter. I haven't really been paying attention to it a lot recently, but you can find Dan L. Whalen, so there's that. In terms of things going on, I've pre-ordered Muppets Blu-ray because that's coming March 20th, so something to pay attention to. And Amazon had a good deal where you get like the Blu-ray, the DVD, digital copy, and a copy of the soundtrack for like $30. So, worth the investment. And then I keep seeing these ads for the Game of Thrones Season 1 Blu-ray for like $40 when it's supposed to be like 70 or 80. So, if anyone's big into Game of Thrones or wants to, it's pretty inexpensive right now and worth the look.
I've been hearing such great things about that show, and I haven't seen it yet, and I've been trying to find a way to watch it. Maybe I'll just have to bite the bullet. We'll see.
Yeah. I think it's a deal on Amazon.
Take a chance.
It's something else to check out. So, yeah, that's everything. Thank you for listening to Buffering. We will see you next week, and that's all I guess we have this week. So, see you next time.
Rock on.
And make sure to listen to our bonus tracks that you can find on BufferingPodcast.com.
That's right. Good night.
Good night. Good night.